So, today we are looking at a stack of documents that centers on a 2026 patent application by John Michael Peterson. It covers noise stationary locking and phase control dark mode injection.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly dense, I know, but it is effectively a manifesto. It argues that the way we stabilize high-precision sensors is, well, it's totally backwards.
Right, and our mission for this deep dive is to explain exactly why that traditional method of locking to the brightest or darkest power point is wrong, and how focusing on noise instead of power actually revolutionizes precision.
Exactly, because this challenges the absolute gold standard of interferometry for decades. I mean, the operating logic has been to lock these sensors to an optical power set point.
Like the ones you'd use in gravitational wave detectors or, high-end navigation systems.
Right, those exact ones. We've always just assumed that the strongest signal is the best signal.
But Peterson is arguing that the sweet spot for signal strength is actually a hotspot for noise.
That is the core conflict here. In a standard setup, you lock to the fringe peak to maximize your power. But mathematically speaking, that peak is often where the transfer function for phase noise is the most active.
So you're maximizing signal amplitude, sure, but you're also
Well, you are also maximizing your vulnerability to detuning jitter.
which is what? Vibrations, thermal drift, just the general shakes of the real world?
Right, the shakes. So by chasing the brightest light, we're accidentally inviting all that noise right in, which is why the patent proposes a totally new metric.
The noise objective function, or V norm.
Exactly, V norm. Instead of the controller asking where is the light brightest, it actually dithers the signal to ask, well, where is the noise quietest?
It searches for a stationary point where the derivative of the noise is zero.
Which is basically finding the eye of the storm. The power might not be the highest there, but the turbulence, meaning the change in noise relative to motion, is zero.
Figure 4 in the source documentation actually illustrates this perfectly. You can see the point of minimum noise is distinctly offset from.
From the point of maximum power, yeah. And that offset is everything. By dither locking to that noise slope rather than the power peak, you completely decouple environmental jitter from your final reading.
The vibration is still happening,
Right, it's happening, but the sensor just stops caring about it.
which is wild. And this philosophy of utilizing what we usually ignore, it actually extends to the hardware itself, which brings us to the dark board.
Yeah, so most interferometers are built with two input ports. You pump your laser into the bright port, and the other one is just left open to the vacuum.
It's basically a dead end or a waste chute for light that doesn't interfere constructively.
But this patent treats that empty port as prime real estate. The idea is to inject an auxiliary field into this dark port with a specific phase modulation.
The GFT, it's like a Trojan horse signal.
Exactly. And since it enters through the dark port, it is mathematically orthogonal to the main measurement, meaning it doesn't disrupt the data coming from the bright port at all.
So this lets you embed signatures for calibration or range checking or even multiplexing data right through the back door of the sensor.
You are effectively doubling the utility of the device without adding any new optical paths. And the setup is really tailor-made for quantum applications.
Specifically squeeze states, right?
Yeah, this is where the precision gets scary good. In quantum optics, you have this vacuum noise floor you theoretically cannot beat.
Eisenberg says no.
Right? Heisenberg says no. Think of that noise like a fuzzy ball. You can't make the ball smaller, but you can squish it
Into a pancake.
precisely into a pancake. If you can inject that squeezed vacuum into the dark port, and align the flat side of that pancake with your measurement angle, the noise effectively disappears from your readout.
And the controller described in the patent actually creates that alignment automatically. It breaks the standard noise floor.
It is a massive shift. We're moving from sensors that just passively observe light to systems that actively manage their own sensitivity profile.
We aren't just building stronger walls against noise. We are teaching the sensor to sidestep it entirely.
Exactly.
Which leaves you with a much broader question to consider. If we can use the empty dark port of a sensor to inject information and control noise, what other unused or waste channels in our current technology stack are actually prime real estate for optimization?
That is the trillion-dollar question right there. We usually build for the signal and ignore the rest, but the rest might be where the next breakthrough is hiding.
Something to look for in the margins. Thanks for going on this deep dive with us.